Okay, welcome back. And this is Ready, Steady, Go, as Ciarán said, with myself, Marissa Lucchese, DJ Staz.
How you doing, Marissa?
Stephen Jimenez. And we are here. This is the fourth in the series of Ready, Steady, Go, when we were handed the topics at short notice. Well, 24 hours.
24 hours.
Just under 24 hours, if you want to get technical. But 20 to 1?
Yeah, I was given a 20 to 1 yesterday. Yeah, yeah. They rang me while I was at school, so my kids were running around the yard and I was in there busy on the phone. My principal going, is he ever not off that phone? But,
Anyway, I suppose we want to get a bit of music in quite quickly. So we'll go to our first question, which was, what song was number one when you were born? I know you answered this yesterday on air, Ciarán, and you subsequently found out that there's two, because there is the Billboard charts in America and there's the UK charts. And you said the UK was?
You Spin Me Right Round Like a Record.
Right,
which
round.
I'm horrified by. I really am. I'm a man of muddy many I'd like to consider myself a little bit cultured. That's just not me.
No. The poor Pete Burns. No. He was a troubled man.
He was.
And it is stateside.
Stateside, we had it up just a couple of minutes ago.
Was it Oreo Speedwagon? I think.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
What was your?
Mine is the one we might want to play actually, because it was number one on both sides of the
Perfect.
Atlantic. Okay, and it was Roy Orbison. And Pretty Woman. There we go.
Yes.
Yeah, is that a good one? But before we do that, we have to go to Stephen. And I'm really worried because when you said yours yesterday, Ciarán, I was, oh my God, I can remember dancing to that. But I just know that Staz is going to come up with something I probably never will have heard of. He's that young.
I don't know if I'm surprised. I'm surprised at this one, to be honest. It's 32 Counties by Dustin.
Okay, that was in Ireland.
That was in Ireland, yeah.
What have we got in the UK?
Stateside, I'm checking now.
Yeah.
But
32, I never even 32 heard
32 counties, that 40 Shades of Green. It was one, I think, at that stage, Dustin was coming to kind of, he had reached the peak of his bell curve of popularity. He was kind of on the dip down because RT were about to make the swinging changes in their programming. So I think this was to kind of keep him relevant, if that makes sense. So,
I don't know, they should have kept in and got rid of Pat Kenny, really.
Stateside, it was Smooth by Santana featuring Rob Thomas.
Okay, that was a bit of nostalgia there, wasn't it? Like for, what year are we talking, Staz?
1999.
I was in first year in secondary school. That, in 1999, I was in first year in secondary school.
In 1999, I moved to Dundalk in 1999.
Right?
Yeah.
Where were you before that?
Well, I'm from Dublin.
You're from Dublin.
Okay. But we, both myself and my now husband, Avaro, most people will know, we were living in Dublin, and then we always say we were Dundalk's first economic refugees, because we just, the prices were starting to go ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And we were looking to purchase a property and realised that that wasn't going to happen in Dublin. And we then looked at these satellite areas that were popping up, and we thought, oh God, no, you're not going to do that. If we go somewhere, let's go somewhere that's, a proper town. And we thought, okay, where's the other place that we know well and that we've got friends and family? And it was Dundalk, and
Brilliant.
There we are. So
the rest they say is history.
Anyway, are we going to have Roy Orbison?
Yeah, we're going to have Roy. Okay, this is from Marissa's
1964.
I wasn't going to do that.
You can look it up.
See, I wasn't going to do that. Yeah, me and you were both sitting there going, I'm not asking her age. This is Pretty Woman.
Then you look lovely as can be.
Pretty Woman for the Pretty Woman that's in our studio.
Thank you. You're too
forever
kind.
The charmer, forever the charmer.
Yeah, number one in 1964. You're listening to Ready Steady Go with myself, Marissa, Stephen, and Kieran, and we're here until 1 o'clock. If you want to get in touch, you can try give us a call, but do it when the music's on, by the way, because we've nobody to answer the phone otherwise. The number is 0429395100, or you can text 0870909791. Dundalk FM's Facebook page will get us as well. Now, our second question, the questions that were handed to us just 24 hours ago, is if it was your turn next in a karaoke bar, what song would you choose? Stas?
Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
You've done that, haven't you?
No, no comment.
Yeah, you've definitely done it. Do you know the words?
I don't know. Ask me in a couple of minutes.
Okay. It's so Johnny used to work in the docks. Is it Johnny?
Johnny used to work in the dock. Yeah. Union's been on strike. Down on his luck. It's tough. Oh, it's tough. Mm. She works in a diner all day, working for the man. Yeah.
You've definitely done this.
Oh, yes.
I have to say, when I looked at this, when I thought, okay, if it was my turn next in a karaoke bar, it's nothing to do with what song I would choose. The fact that I'm in a karaoke bar because I hate them. And the fact that I've put myself down to sing next means I've had far too much to drink and it's time to call a taxi. So I'm not actually going there, but I'm partial to an old sing song. I don't mind an old sing song and do a bit of it on occasion. So my sort of party piece would have been Those Were the Days, Mary Hopkin.
Yes.
But I it's not a song that would lend itself to karaoke. I just hate karaoke. I hate the whole notion.
But if there was a sing song, my choice would be completely different because as you know, Marissa, like, I did musical theatre for many years, so Master of the House from Les Miserables is my party piece.
Oh, right,
so,
okay, yeah.
Yeah, now obviously I need Madame Thénardier to be beside me or somewhere near me, but I can sing the whole thing.
Give us a bar of it, go on.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no. I was shouting far too much last night to sing them. Right, give me a second and then I will.
Give me a second.
Trying to get the tune in my head more than anything else. Welcome, monsieur. Sit yourself down and meet the best innkeeper in town. Do, do, do. As for the rest, all of them crooks, rooking the guests and cooking the books. Okay, I'm going to leave it at that.
Did you get to play that role?
No, song did it. It was Andrew Brown, who's a very good friend of mine. He did it and he did an exceptional job at doing it. At the time, there was an age limit in which they were allowed to cast, and I was just over the age limit at the time. So
it's a great role. Although my husband goes apoplectic about the film version.
Awful.
Yeah, he just absolutely hated the...
Why?
Not the film. He liked the film, but he hated the
casting.
He just thought they were completely wrong, and they just hammed it up, you know. And I've never seen the show he has, and I don't know who he saw.
I've seen the show two or three times, and it's just... Yeah. But there's no... how would you say, spoken word during the whole thing, whereas in the film there is, and that's what ruined it for me, because I was kind of going, why did you add script to an already masterpiece, you know what I mean? And also, if they were going to do the film, they should have gotten the cast, an actual touring, either a touring cast or either the Broadway or London cast. I had no problems with Hugh Jackman, to be quite honest, because he does have a very good voice.
He was exceptional.
Russell Crowe.
Yeah,
that
Russell Crowe. Okay,
that was my problem.
That was a bit.
Sacha Baron Cohen wasn't a great Thénardier.
Well, that's what I was talking about with my husband. He really lost it with Sacha Baron Cohen and Helena Bonham Carter. Yeah. He just thought, no, they ruined that. They were wrong. Yeah. They were completely and utterly wrong. And I don't know, who is it on the London stage? There was
I'm trying to think
of his name now. He's a
There was a comedian that did it.
The original, is it Anderson or?
Yeah.
And he was fantastic and he had the face and he looked right. He did look like.
No, for the 25th anniversary, they had a comedian. He did Little Britain.
Okay.
Who did it and he was fantastic.
Yeah.
He was really good, you know, so. They should have had him.
They should
have been much better.
Anyway, Stas, do you even know what we're talking about?
Not very much.
No, I didn't
think you would. But you do have a good karaoke song there, Kieran.
Yeah, I do. My dad and myself I picked this up from dad because I heard dad singing it when I was a child, and it is Sloop John B from the Beach Boys. So if I was in the karaoke, That's what I would say.
Okay, well, let's hear that then.
Okay, perfect.
We come on this loop, John B. My grandfather and me. Around Nassau town we did roam, drinking all night. Got into a fight. Well, I feel so broke. Ever been long.
And my father has just texted me saying that he is singing it at the moment.
Ah, so, is that lovely?
Good afternoon, Jim. How are you?
How are you, Jim?
Yes.
We'll have to hear that duet someday.
Yeah, and I also want to personally thank Dad for taking me down to Cork last night. He drove down last night. He was very good. He gave me the evening off of driving duty. So I was delighted that he came down with me for the game. Even
well done,
the result wasn't.
Bit of a disappointment.
Bit of a disappointment, yeah.
Yeah, but sure, listen, we'll be back there, won't we?
Oh, indeed we will. Don't worry about that.
Okay, the third question here on our list is, can you recite a verse or chorus of a song that for some reason resonates with you, Staz?
Oasis, Wonderwall, So Maybe You're Gonna Be the One That Saves Me, and After All, You're My Wonderwall.
There we go.
Nice one.
Yeah,
Kieran. We're also with Oasis here. So Sally can wait, she knows it's too late, as she's walking on by, her soul slides away, but don't look on back in anger, I hear you say. I really like that one.
Yeah, I really like that one.
Let's just leave everything behind you. Just keep walking forward.
Nice, isn't it? Yeah. And it was used beautifully, actually, last year after the Manchester Arena bombing. And I know there was an impromptu chorus at one of the vigils. Which,
that's right.
Yeah, really, really nice.
It became kind of the song.
It became synonymous, didn't it? And in fact, of course, Liam Gallagher turned up then at the concert,
He made the crowd sing it. Rather, if you look at the video on YouTube, he doesn't really sing it very much at all. It's more the crowd singing the whole song.
Mm. Yeah. It's that great modern sing along. It's a bit like I always think Zombie in this country is the great Irish modern sing along. I've gone way back, and It's the lyrics of this song. I think they're one of my favourite lyrics, not necessarily my favourite song. And it's a man who is a wonderful poet. And he, I'm not the only person that believes that, because he actually picked up the Nobel Prize for it, and that's Bob Dylan. And it's, I'll just, as I said, it's the whole song, but I'll give you the first few lines. It's, may God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. May you build a ladder to the stars and climb on every rung. May you stay forever young. Beautiful.
Brilliant. What's that actual song now?
That's Forever Young.
Forever Young by,
Forever
Bob,
Young by Bob Dylan, the Nobel Prize winning poet.
I always remember a couple of years, well, I was would have been about 10 or 11, we went to France and we started driving, we drove down, we were driving through the night and Whistle in the Wind came on, Dad was playing it in the front and I just always loved that song. Mm. That and Like a Rolling Stone by Bob Dylan, they're two fantastic tracks. Mm. So that's what I remember. Those two songs. I'm going to have to try and find it now for you. So I think we might play that next for you.
I think we might, yeah. Do you recognise that one, Stas? No, do you know who Bob Dylan is?
Oh, please tell me you know Bob Dylan.
I'm sorry, I couldn't name any of his songs if you asked me.
I'm going to tell, quite a funny story here. The first time, or one of the first times I had Stas in studio here with us, it was Christmas Eve, and we were talking, Stas's father is Spanish, and we were talking about the different, you know, traditions of Christmas, and he was saying they mark it in a Spanish way as well. They, you know, they would have some of the Spanish traditions. And I said to Stas, where's your dad from? He said, Barcelona. And I said, oh, so he know nothing. And Stas said to me, oh no, he knows lots of stuff. And it was like, no reference whatsoever. No reference.
He did not understand the Manuel reference.
Kieran, I was 14 years of age. Okay? I'm sorry,
pal.
No, I was 15 at that age.
Anyway, so yeah. But I think we've educated you a bit since then, Stas.
We're going to have to sit you down and just culture you. Lesson one, the Rolling Stones. Lesson two, the Beatles.
Oh no, the Beatles, I'm not that bad.
I know. Will we go with this?
Let's have a listen to Bob Dylan.
Bit of Bob Dylan. We'll see you after this.
May God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. May you build a ladder to the stars and climb on every rung. May you stay. Changes shift.
your heart always be joyful, may your song always be sung, and may you stay.
Okay, there we go. That was Bob Dylan, Forever Young, and that was the song with lyrics that resonate with me. You are listening to Ready, Steady, Go. Myself, Marissa Lucchese, Kieran Callan, and Stephen Jimenez, also known as DJ Staz. And we are answering 9 questions that we were handed 24 hours ago.
16 for me.
16 for you. Okay, the fourth of these is, where is your favourite place in Dundalk or surrounding area? Okay, so I don't know what the surrounding area, does that go as far as Dublin or indeed Cork? And why?
Well, seeing as we're saying surrounding areas, I have to say Stevenson Pond.
Okay, yeah. That's, very nice. That would qualify.
You know, I love it. I love it. I haven't been out in quite a while now, so hopefully over the summer months I'll get back out.
Yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it?
Lovely spot.
Really is.
And it's nice and quiet. It's just nice and tranquil. And when you're sitting, when you're living in the middle of a town, I suppose it's just something you learn to appreciate.
Big shout out to Geraldine McCullough and her staff. They do wonderful stuff out there.
You're going
to
kill me. I've never been.
You've never been?
No, I live literally, I literally live 7 to 10 minutes away.
Oh my God. It really, oh, do yourself a favour. It's fantastic. It's a really, it's lovely. An oasis, and it's very peaceful, and then this beautiful coffee shop, and they have the nicest apple tart in, you know, the country.
Oh, well, that's it, I'm sold.
Yeah, you're sold.
When it comes to apple tart, that's it.
Homemade apple tart, but it's a wonderful facility, and they open it up for, you know, a lot of community activities, and the, you know, there's a few little shops out there. There's an instrument or is a
music shop.
Music shop, and yeah. It's great stuff, but it really is lovely. Kieran, I think I know what you're going to say here. I really do.
Well, as I said, it's my home away from home. Of course, in Dundalk, it would have to be Oriel Park. I just have had so many great memories there. Now, not necessarily in the past five or six years when the club has been so successful, even when I started supporting when I was 14 years of age. I think you appreciate it more now because you've been there since that time that you've been... Like before the success of the Kenny era, I've seen the club, you know, nearly go to the wall twice. I've seen them win a cup. I've seen them being relegated the week beforehand. All these different events, and but they're all part of being part of a community. And what's brilliant is that the same people that I see now, I see still going from that time. So they've stuck with it as well. And it's been brilliant because, you know, you can get to say, you know, you were there during the hard times, so you get to enjoy this just as much as anybody else. So it's, now, that's not saying new supporters come in all the time, and I'm very grateful for that, but it's just, there's a real kind of community family spirit up there at the moment, and it really, really is great. So I just love Oriel. I really just do.
You know, a lot of people.
A lot of people.
I think about this one, and... The answer actually surprised me, and then it didn't. Our kitchen in Happy Valley in Dundalk here has garnered something of a reputation as being a bit of a party area. And over the years, I think we've hosted the United Nations there. but when I thought about it, I thought, yeah, do you know what? There's nothing I love more than being in our kitchen with, you know, food and drink and friends and family and everybody, you know, having a good time. And by extension, when the weather gets good, you know, it spills out into the garden. So yeah, that's, you know, if I'm to be honest, that has to be my favourite place in Dundalk at a time when it is conducive.
Many's an after show party.
Many's an after show. And even if you pre. Even if you.
And they're the best show. But I always say that. After show parties are always the best. I mean that.
Okay, listen, we need to. I think we need to take a word from our sponsors. But we'll be back after that.
Okay, we'll see you just after this here on. What Ready, Steady, Go.